We are very excited about this prospect, Paul. As you and many of your listeners undoubtedly know, April 30th, 2012 is the bicentennial of Louisiana statehood. And the Louisiana State Bicentennial Commission, chaired by General Russell Honoré, has commissioned the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities to do what we're calling the Bicentennial Book Project. Officially, it's called A Unique Slant of Light, The Bicentennial History of Art in Louisiana. We have about 16 images of artists ranging from the early 19th century up to the contemporary moment to illustrate the remarkable and wonderful range of art that has been produced in this state.
Covering a wide range of topics, how was the selection process for this?
This book is only possible because of the collections and archives of major institutions as well as private collectors, the Historic New Orleans Collection, the Louisiana State Museum's collection of paintings, the Roger Ogden Museum of Southern Art, and Roger Ogden's own personal collection, about half of which is not yet in the museum. Arthur Rogers Gallery has been invaluable in giving us access to their digital collection of artists' work. So it's a compendium of literally thousands and thousands of works of art. But here's the interesting thing, Paul. The project exists on three levels. It's going to be a beautiful, oversized coffee table hardcover book. It's a commemorative volume. That book is then going to be digitized, not downloadable, but digitized on the web. And if you were to click, for example, on any single artist, such as Jacques Amont, if you click on their image in the digital version of the book, it will take you through a link to our Know Louisiana, or NOLA, Digital Encyclopedia of Louisiana, where there will be a longer biographical entry on the artist, and not just the one painting, but an image gallery of as many as a dozen or two dozen. So we have the print world and the digital world with this project, and at the same time creating what will be a permanent resource and the single major go-to place for any information that you want about art or photography in the history of Louisiana.
So not only looking at the pieces, a book, but also the accessibility to see more online. It's a pretty big project.
It's monumental. And I can't overemphasize the generosity and the collaboration of all of these partner agencies. There are also far more than I can name today on the program, not just dozens, but scores of scholars and other writers who have contributed. Many of the individual artists have assisted us in this project. And it's not just New Orleans. The Norton Gallery of Art, which not a lot of people down here have heard of, it's up in Shreveport, has really an extremely interesting collection. One painter in particular will be featuring in the book, Felix Kelly, who does these absolutely unique phantasmagorical renderings of steamboats and plantations, but in a style that's unmistakably just his.
And remember, you heard phantasmagorical first here.
It is public radio after all.